Voices, Annals of the Western Shore, Book 2,
by Ursula K. Le Guin. DB 63672. Copyright 2006 by Ursula K. Le Guin. Read by Lindsay Ellison. This book contains 341 pages. Approximate reading time, 8 hours, 10 minutes. This book contains markers, allowing direct access to the chapters. Library of Congress Annotation. In the ruined city of Ansul, conquered by the Alds, a young girl, Memer, learns the forbidden art of reading from the Waylord. Later, when she meets Grybara and her husband, Auric Caspero, from Gifts, RC 60031, everything in Memer's life begins to change. For grades 6 through 9, 2006. From the book jacket. Ansul, once a beautiful, peaceful city of traders and scholars, was conquered 17 years ago by the Alds, men of the desert, who believe reading and writing to be evil acts, punishable by death. They also believe the Oracle House, where the last few undestroyed books are hidden, is seething with demons. But to 17-year-old Memer, the house is a blessed refuge, a place of family and learning, ritual and memory, the only place where she feels truly safe. Then one day a poet named Auric and his wife Gry arrive, and everything in Memer's life begins to change. Will she, her family, and the people of Ansul find the power and the courage to rebel against their oppressors? The second book of the Annals of the Western Shore, Voices, is a haunting and gripping coming-of-age story set against a backdrop of violence, intolerance, and magic. About the author. Ursula K. Le Guin is the author of more than 40 works of fiction for adults and children. The second book of her Earthsea cycle, The Tombs of Atuan, was awarded a Newbery Honor, and the next, The Farthest Shore, won the National Book Award. She holds the Margaret A. Edwards Award for her lifetime contribution to young adult literature. She lives in Portland, Oregon, and can be visited at www.ursulakleguin.com. www.ursulakleguin.com. Other books by Ursula K. Le Guin. Gifts. The Telling. Changing Plains. The Earthsea Cycle. A Wizard of Earthsea. Tehanu. Tales from Earthsea. The Other Wind. Caspero's Hymn. As in the dark of winter night, our eyes seek dawn. As in the bonds of bitter cold, the heart craves sun. So blinded and so bound, the soul cries out to thee. Be our light, our fire, our life, liberty. Reader's note. Two fictional maps, one of the Western Shore and one of the city of Ansul, found in the print edition prior to the first chapter, are not included in this recording. End of reader's note.